From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace. When water levels rise, trees die and then stand as dead trunks. Trees in wetlands have shallow, fanned root systems with reinforced buttresses on the roots at the main trunk to stay upright. The roots spread out either on the surface or just below it, and often reach more than twice as far as a given tree is tall. A tree may die and still stand for decades to centuries, flagging this change in water levels. Geologists worked on dating the most recent subduction zone earthquakes in the 1980s and 90s and found several ghost forests. These are remnants of cedar and spruce trees that died in 1700 with subsidence and inundation. What were coastal low-lying forests before 1700 were salt marshes afterwards. One of the largest of these forests is on the Copalis River north of Grays Harbor. Historically, there also were several such forests on Willapa Bay, some on the east side and one large one between Black Lake and the south end of the bay. Quake-driven subsidence and inundation is not the only way trees die from rising waters. Constrained drainages or waterways reopened to salt water can also result in trees dying en masse. Care must be taken to provide proper drainage to prevent this die-off of trees. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.